All right, I'll recognize you to speak. Go ahead.
Still on the record, however, as saying that the information, however, contained some extremely wrong information. The truth of the matter be known, we received 6 applications before midnight that night. There were individuals who disliked one of the candidates, and they chose to create a lot of furor. That's all.
Sure.
Now, the truth of the matter be known, this individual who Ted doesn't like, I was there, Ted was not. He turned in his application.
One moment. I'm going to recognize the point of order.
Not dealing with motion, and she's not dealing with your admonition at all. And we're just going off to another one of these petty little bickerings. And I'm,
you know what?
Okay.
Damn call.
Excuse me. Both members, I'm going to ask both members to come to order. I'm going to rule that we should address the merits of this motion. We can vote for it, against it. We can argue for it or against it. It is not going to be helpful to the committee's work if we try to hash out a big disagreement in a signal area. The motion is clear, so people should speak. If you oppose the motion, please speak to the merits or the demerits of the motion as opposed to trying to relive the incident that you disagree on.
Order.
Okay, excuse me, who is speaking?
My name is Melinda.
Melinda, yes. You have the floor, I believe, don't you?
Great. I know. But the thing that bothers me is when we're going on the record on a recorded meeting, and I'm hearing false information put out about our election supervisor who was actually assaulted at our station, among other things.
Point of order.
I think it's important that this go on.
Point
and frankly,
of order.
Nothing but a cat.
Okay.
Point of order.
All right, I'll recognize the point of order.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, this member has accused me of not liking a candidate. How she bases that, I don't know. But if she is going to continue to go against the admonition of the chair, I think she should be evicted or expelled from this meeting.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to rule at this point that it is so clear that this committee cannot resolve the differences of opinion here. I'm going to ask both members not to ascribe motive, not to try to describe other people's behavior around this incident in your signal area. Let's say that this motion is on the floor, and I'm going to insist that we only discuss the merits of this motion and not go back. If people have in any way been maligned, the committee apologizes. Let's not multiply the problem here. So, Melinda, I'm going to ask you to either use your time to either argue for or against the motion, and you may do so as strongly as you wish.
I would say that there are many other issues that are far more important. As far as I'm concerned, this is kind of superfluous. I don't care either way. But the truth of the matter being known, I also think, because I've worked in 2 elections with 2 different supervisors, that it is asking an awful lot to keep the station open until midnight. As long as they make some means so that people could get that until midnight, I think that is very valid, as we found out in this election, because we did get 6 ballots between the time of 6 o'clock and midnight. But as far as I'm concerned, this really has no merit. It's just, to me, it's just emotion.
Right.
Just emotion. That's all it is.
Mary, other discussion? Okay, I'm going to actually create a stack. I'm not in a good position to do this too well, but I'm going to have a stack. It's Mary, and then who's next?
Carol Wolf.
Okay, yes, Carol. Is there anyone who has not spoken who wishes to be on the stack before people who have spoken repeat?
Richard.
Anyone else? Who?
Richard.
Richard. All right, Richard is
on
the stack.
Since the beginning.
All right. Anyone else who wishes to be on the stack? All right, let's go with Mary, Carol, and Richard at this point. Mary, you're recognized.
I'm speaking in favor of the motion. We did this at KPFA in the beginning, and if we got 1 or 2, it's better than none. I mean, volunteered each time to stay there until the last whatever. And it isn't necessarily asking a lot. Volunteers can be found to do it. And the more time we give, the better. And it's also, there's uniformity. We did not have uniformity. I mean, in some places it was 10, in some places it was midnight. And I think there should be a uniformity so that people can know they can do this. And midnight is a real definite time that people don't forget. Whereas if you said 9 or 10, people might not remember it, but they'll know midnight. It's the end of that day. So for that reason, I'm in favor of it and would really like to see it made a policy.
Thank you so much. Carol?
I completely agree, and I think the previous discussion just shows the need for a uniform time that would be a cutoff, and I think midnight is the sensible one because it's the last hour of the deadline day, and I completely agree with what was just said.
Thank you very much. Richard?
I agree generally what people said. I just want to give you sort of a legalistic justification. The bylaws say that you have until the end of that day to do these things. And technically, without any other specific language, that means midnight. So basically all we're doing is, you see, if we wanted to say something else, we probably have to do a bylaws amendment. This actual motion is just a clarification of the language in the bylaws that will not be considered inconsistent with what they're saying, and it's just making it clear that it means midnight because it just says by the end of this day you have to turn in your papers or your ballots. So I think that this is a good thing to do and have it system-wide, and, you know, I've been down there volunteering, but I'll do it again. We'll find people to be there with the election supervisor or not. But I just think we need to have things simple and clear and then not in violation of the bylaws. This is simple, it's clear, and it is harmonious with exactly the legal interpretation of what the bylaws say. I think we should pass it.
You know, if I could just add kind of just a brief comment, at KPFK, that turns into kind of a party, and people come who don't have all of their signatures, and they ask other candidates to sign their petitions. There's usually donuts and all kinds of refreshments, and people, it's kind of a festive, very, very festive moment. Are there any other members who want to address this, or are we prepared to go to a vote on this?
Mr. Chair, may I suggest that find if there's anyone who wants to speak against, and if there's not, we can just proceed to pass it.
Right. I think that's a very good point. In fact, if there's no one who wants to speak against it, the chair could actually ask, is there any objection to the passage of this motion?
Right.
Hearing none, it's passed unanimously. Continuing the agenda for the meeting, the way we organize this is to actually go to what does appear on the proposed agenda as one under new business, but it's now two, database integrity. Carolyn shows 30 minutes for this. It's a motion. So, Mary, would you time us on this? Is there anyone who does not have this motion in front of them and needs it read? Everyone has it.
Point of order?
Yes.
Do we need to read it for the streaming audience?
That's a very good question. I think maybe that's the case.
I could read it without the whereases, maybe, at the same time. Well, it's not that long.
You want to go ahead and do that?
Sure. Whereas, this is the motion on database integrity. Whereas, the basis of many problems in the Pacifica elections in the five stations was and is the uneven quality of the maintenance of the membership database, and whereas the integrity of the membership database is essential for the fiscal health of the foundation as well as to the validity of the elections for local station boards, and whereas the lists have not been maintained as mandated by the PNB despite rulings requiring this maintenance, and whereas the question of internet registration as members as well as other categories of membership have complicated the design and upkeep of the databases. It is therefore resolved, 1, that the Elections Committee shall recommend by May 1st, 2007, an outside consultant individual or firm to audit, secure, and oversee the maintenance of the membership databases at each station and at the national office. 2, that the PNB shall vote by June 1st, 2007 to direct the executive director to audit, secure, and oversee the foundation databases using an independent individual or firm for this purpose. And 3, that the Elections Committee be consulted in this process regularly and frequently. 4, that a report of such an audit and oversight by and from the independent entity be returned to the PNB by August 1st, 2007 for approval. And 5, that the PNB, in order to implement recommendations approved in this report, shall move to require changes necessary in personnel procedures and or software and or hardware by September 1st, 2007. 6, that evaluation of the execution of this task by the bodies charged with such evaluation shall be entered into the permanent record of the general manager and the executive director.
Terry Onstack.
Jane.
Terry, Jane, Richard, others, please. Okay. We can start with that. We can start with that stack. Terry, go ahead.
Yes. The final paragraph, I think, is unclear as to who's evaluating, and I think if we put that in there, it's opening a discussion at the PNB that we don't need, that will end up with this kind of thing being attacked to all resolutions. So I'm moving to strike the final paragraph.
Number 6,
and the and of number 5 that precedes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We should process that. It's a motion to strike and from 5 and all of 6. So I think I'll entertain any discussion over that motion.
Mary Berg.
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
Jane.
I think.
One moment. Yes, go ahead.
This is Jane. Mine was actually a point of information. I should have asked for it before.
You know, I'll recognize your point of information, and then we'll go back to this.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
What was the genesis of this motion? Did this come through a work group?
You know, I hesitate to answer, except I believe the chair of this committee probably had a major role in this motion. I wish she were here with us right now, and she should be joining us, I think, very soon. But I'm not sure of that. But does any member of this committee know exactly the genesis of this motion?
Mary Berg, I can contribute something to. I know that this has been something that's been of concern and has come up in various morphings and forms for a long time. And so the issues presented here, including work groups that have had input, and I can't say that all of them, which all people did, but there's been a general feeling. That something
thank you,
like
Chair.
This is needed.
My only reason for asking is because I'm having some problems with some of these words that quite a lot of words that I don't understand yet. So,
yes.
So that's why I asked. Thank you.
Okay, and feel free, Jane, to raise it. I'll recognize you, and you can ask someone on the committee who may be able to help us understand. Now, I'll also say Richard was on the original stack, but now I would recognize Richard, of course, but we're now looking at Terry Goodman's motion to strike, and
I asked to be on that one, too, but you didn't hear me, I guess.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Now, Terry has motivated it, and so I'll recognize, let me get a stack on just speaking to this motion. Richard, I have you on that stack. Who else wants to speak to this? Okay, Richard, go ahead.
I generally agree with the point that Terry's making. It's not that I disagree that we should have this on there, but I think, you know, we could always make that as a separate motion some other time. But I think the point is we need to get this work done. And I've seen a lot of things happen with PNB motions that are very complex, and all it does is give people who don't want the real stuff to get done excuses to go against it. And I think if we take this out, we shouldn't have as much trouble getting that passed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very good. Is there anyone who would like to speak either for or against the Goodman motion? All right, hearing none, I think the committee is ready to go to a vote. First of all, is there anyone who objects to the motion to strike N from 5 and all of 6? Is there anyone who opposes it or objects? All right, hearing no objection, then we'll consider that motion passed.
All right, can I just add one clerical correction, changing the semicolon to a period after 2000?
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah, I
said, yeah, that's right. That will be a period instead of a semicolon.
Otherwise, it got dropped off.
No, I would definitely do that.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going back to the main motion, the whole body of the motion. Are there others who wish to speak to this?
And I still have a point of information.
Okay, Jane, I recognize you.
Hiring an outside consultant, individual, or firm to audit, secure, and oversee the maintenance of the member database. So the first question I have is, what does it mean to secure it? And related to this oversee the maintenance seems awfully related to this other motion that we have later on the original 4, now 5 part-time elections-related work. So I just need some clarification in terms of if we adopt this, is that other motion superfluous? And what does the word secure mean? And since apparently the writer of this motion isn't here, it's kind of hard for us to dig into this.
All right. Jane has a good question. Would the committee oppose me making a very quick comment? That appears to direct the executive director to audit, secure, and oversee the database, but then he's mandated in this to use an independent individual or firm for this purpose. In other words, whoever is hired, the firm or the individual, wouldn't do these things. It would be the executive director. And I think you raise a good question, whether the executive director should be the one or can audit, secure, oversee the databases. I think you raise a good point. So let's take discussion of this. Go ahead. Anyone who would like to speak to this?
Mary Berg.
Jane, just for a little clarification.
Okay. Jane, Mary, and Richard. Go ahead.
Carol Wolf spoke.
Oh, Carol. And Carol is... Okay.
I had a three-part question, and I apologize. One is the meaning of the word secure. Two, just reading the item number one here, does this then make motion 4 on our new business tonight, new motion 5, rather, part-time election, does it make that superfluous? And then... Well, that's all. I just have those two basic questions. The third one that you raised, I don't want to get into that because it complicates it too much for me right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so let's try to answer Jane's concerns and so on as we go ahead. Mary, you're recognized.
I am speaking. I think this complicates the issue in the way that Richard said, because this is a rather separate point. The executive director to audit, secure, and oversee, or would it be the general managers? Excuse me, that's a very nuts and bolts thing. The general sense of it, I think, is hampered by trying to put all these tiny nuts and bolts. It may be that the general managers, it may be that you wouldn't hire a national firm to go to all the stations. So a whole lot of debate could happen about that. I would move to just simply eliminate that paragraph. I think it's somewhat obfuscatory, and it's not well defined at this point. I think that's my motion. I'd like to just strike that.
I couldn't
understand
what you're saying.
Mary Boone.
to direct the executive director. That's what I'd like to strike.
Mary Bird's proposal around number two, I believe she's proposing to strike all of number two, all the wording, Mary?
Well, I could modify it. I'm thinking that people that shall vote to direct that the audit take place. I think that would be better language. Maybe somebody
well,
has better language. I don't want to direct the executive director to do it necessarily. Might be the general managers. It might be more appropriate.
Okay, in order to move forward, we need exact wording for number two.
The PNB shall vote by June 1st, 2007 to direct the implementation of auditing and overseeing the foundation databases as defined in one. We have that language already in one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we'll go to discussion of this motion, but I just want to make sure everyone understands the motion. Is there any question about what Mary is moving here? If there's clarity, then was it Carol or who was just speaking?
It was Carol.
Carol, yes, I recognize Carol.
A question, is the intent to have the executive director secure the audit? I ask the question because, to me, having accurate membership lists fundamental for Pacifica and the local stations, so it seems to me that it's actually beyond even the scope of the elections committee. It's a prerequisite for fair elections, but it's also a prerequisite for good network and local station management. So I guess I'm saying that I think it would behoove the Elections Committee, bond with other committees and with the PNB, to just insist that the executive director secure such an audit and that it be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Richard, I went over you. Do you have a comment on this?
Well, just to agree with what was just said there, I mean, I think, you know, there's some language in there about shall vote by. I mean, I don't care about the language. We have to, let's remember something, all of us folks, about nitpicking some of these things to death. Mm-hmm. They're going to go up to the PNB, however we send them, and they're going to get nitpicked again there. So the point is we need to send something that fairly clearly says what we're interested in. What we really need here is to have these things taken care of. Obviously, it's a good business practice in any kind of business to sort of, you know, this is our inventory. You have to keep track of your inventory. You know, if you're selling records at a record store or CDs, you don't know what you have, you can't run it very well. If you don't keep track of your membership and you're a membership-sponsored organization, you know, I mean, it's just not good business practice. So the fact that it hasn't been done very well in the past gets into my discussion later on, hooks in with that. But the point is, I think we need to say, let's go do this, folks. It needs to get done before the next election so that there's no questions about who gets to vote. And, you know, and also the secondary thing, which is in the whereases, which is that we, you know, keep track of the people for the donation side of it, too. I mean, we just need to have these things clean and clear and know who is eligible for whatever we're doing. I mean, it just drives me nuts as a person who runs my own business to think that we don't know this stuff right. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I know who all my clients are. Didn't I be in trouble?
Okay, any other discussion of this motion by Mary Bird on number two? Any other discussion? Pro or con? All right, hearing none, it sounds like the committee is prepared to go to a vote.
I'm sorry, Chair. This is Jane.
Yes,
I was muted. I don't understand the motion. Can it be reread?
Okay.
Yes.
That the PNB shall vote. Let's see. The motion is to strike the language in paragraph 2, direct the executive director to audit, secure, and oversee. And instead say to that the PNB shall vote by June 1st, 2007 to... wait a second. To implement the maintenance of the database at each station and in the national office as described in paragraph one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I guess I'm striking more language than I said. I'm sorry. I have my strike marks in the wrong place.
You're striking audit?
I'm moving to strike direct the executive director to audit, secure, and oversee the foundation base using an independent individual or firm for this purpose, and substituting to implement the maintenance of the database at each station and in the national office as described in paragraph one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all been said there.
Yeah, it's been said there. That's right. Is there clarity on this motion now, Jane? Do you have clarity on this motion now?
Chair, I'm going to abstain on this motion, and I'm going to argue against passage of this unless we can come up with some better language, because I find the whole thing to be very confusing, and I would not want our committee to be responsible for sending something to the PNB that requires so much work.
Well, Jane, could I just make one comment? You have the agenda in front of you, don't you?
Yes.
Notice number one calls for outside consultant, individual, or firm to audit, secure, and oversee the maintenance of the membership database at each station. So Mary is proposing, she's proposing that we strike that, as she's saying, as outlined or as referred to in number one. So number one is the operative paragraph here, and number two is simply, you know, recommending to the PMB that they vote by June 1, 2007 to kind of carry out number one. Other members, am I on the right track there?
What my intention was, without
okay. So for clarity, then, Chair. So item one is saying that this committee is going to actually recommend a person to be hired to do the job, and number two is saying that a month later, the PMB is going to direct the executive director
to
an independent individual or firm for this purpose. It just seems completely topsy-turvy to me.
No, not to direct the executive director, simply to implement.
She's taken out the wording to direct the executive director. Now she's just saying to implement.
Carol Wolf,
number one.
Back.
I'm going to go to Carol now. Carol, you're recognized.
I just think that if we, how does the PNB implement it if they don't do it through the executive director? Having accurate membership lists are just fundamental to so many different critical priorities of the network and the station that I would be in favor of striking number one, that we hire an outside consultant, but in favor of starting with number two, that we direct the executive director to take care of this.
So you're leaving out the election committee?
Well, we could say that the elections committee recommends that the PNB vote to direct the executive director to audit, secure, and oversee the foundation database using an individual or firm for this purpose, an individual or firm. So, this is, to me, a fundamental responsibility of the executive director. And if the executive director is not doing this, then I don't know that what else they are doing.
Okay, I just want to remind members that we have a motion before us. So if you want to make a substitute motion, I could entertain a substitute motion to the Byrd motion.
I guess my substitute motion would be that we strike number one and modify number two to say that the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB shall secure vote by June 1, 2007 to direct the executive director to audit, secure, and oversee the foundation database using an independent individual or firm for this purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Point of information.
Okay. I get on the staff.
Go ahead, Mary.
I just want
Mary.
To clarify. You then are saying that the elections committee would have no part in that process of selecting who that would be or anything. It would only we're only recommending that the ED go out and find someone. So it changes our role, as I understand it. Is that your intention?
May I speak to that, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
That is what I'm recommending, Mary, because I would suggest that the elections committee work with other committees, or that this is really a PNB issue, that if the membership lists are not in order, it's a PNB issue to take up with the executive director and not really something that's part of what the elections committee should do.
Okay, did I hear
unless no one
Ted
else
or
it.
Someone, did I hear Ted or someone ask for recognition?
Richard.
Hello?
Richard.
Yes. Oh, Richard, I'm sorry. Your voice is, to me, my hearing is going here, so they stop. I'm going to recognize, now, we do have a substitute motion before us, and I'm hoping members of the committee understand what that is. It strikes number one, and it alters number two in the way that was described.
This is to Mary's amendment?
It's a substitute. It's a substitute motion to. Well, in a way, you're right, because Mary's was an amendment to the entire motion before us. So. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ted. This would be a substitute. Can you have
a
substitute amendment?
That's a substitute amendment? To my amendment.
Yeah, substitute to your amendment, yes.
Yeah.
Chair, this is Jane. I'd also like to get on the stack.
I'm sorry?
This is Jane. I'd like to speak to this proposed
okay.
substitute.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Richard and then Jane.
Mr. Chair, before we do that, we are going to be coming up on time. Should we move now? We have 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. Could we just extend the time? Could someone move now to extend the time so we can...
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to extend and be very specific about how much time. Will someone move to extend time on this agenda item?
Can we wait till we're there?
Well, it'll be... Okay, we'll just have to interrupt somebody. I thought we could do it before we had to interrupt.
All right, then I recognize Richard for a comment.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. One, I want to speak to the general statement that somebody else made. I can't remember who it was. I think it was whoever was making this substitution. The implication of what was said is that the ED should just naturally take care of this, but you have to understand something. When you get hired as an executive director, organization, which I happen to be of a different organization, you come in and you find a certain culture there, and it's the same as, you know, with Pacifica, there was a certain culture present, and that culture that existed when Greg was hired was not to have kept this up. So it's not something you can just say, well, he should just automatically do it. It wasn't something that was being done. And there are elements in our organization that resist having this done. So it's not so simple to just say the ED just needs to take care of this. We need to make sure that this philosophy of being a responsible organization is imparted. And I think that's why this is written the way it is, because of the history and the culture of Pacifica, that it's written in a way to sort of say, yeah, now we have to start doing this, folks, because it hasn't been being done. So I think, you know, I like it the way it was originally. I mean, I would have written it differently, but I think the message there is the message that needs to be sent in the original motion. So I'm against the changes.
Thank you, Richard. Jane.
Terry's, which we already approved.
Okay, so item two is proposed would then become item one, as I understand
paragraph.
It.
You mean paragraph two?
Yes, paragraph two. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest that June 1st is really much too far in the future to be issuing this directive, and that I don't know why the PNB couldn't couldn't direct the executive director to do this. I mean, I would like to see them vote on this by March 1st or April 1st at the latest. June 1st is really a long way away. I don't know why there would be such a big window.
Okay. We're interested in whether this is going to be a formal. You made the original substitute amendment here, didn't you? Do you want to just change the?
No, Carol made the substitute
amendment. Oh, Carol did.
And I am asking that in any event, item two, that date should be changed. I would move that we change that date.
So you're amending the substitute motion to change the date.
I would accept that as a friendly amendment to the substitute.
Okay.
What date would you think would be most appropriate?
What you just said, March?
March 1st.
March 1st.
Okay, this is kind of playing loose a little bit with Roberts. if you'll just bear with us here, the maker, it was Carol who was the maker, and Carol is changing her substitute amendment to March 1, 2007, in number 2, which will become number 1 if this passes. Yeah. Okay, other comments about Carol's, and let me just ask the secretary, you're getting all of this, you're at a computer, and you're getting all of this, these changes going on as we talk, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, very, very good. Because I'm trying to do it, but I'm in an odd place right now. Okay, any other discussion on Carol's substitute amendment, which would replace Mary Bird's amendment? Any other discussion on that substitute amendment? Okay, hearing none, then the committee is prepared to go to a vote. Okay, now I'm not sure there's unanimous consent here, but I'm going to ask, are there objections to accepting this substitute amendment?
Yes.
Yes, I think I do.
Yes, I think there are. Okay, would the secretary call the roll on this substitute amendment by Carol?
Okay, Mary Berg, I vote no. Carolyn Burden, she's not here, I think. Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Terry Goodman?
Yes.
Patty Heffley? Welcome back to Patty. Melinda Eiley-Doan?
Yes.
Richard Phelps?
No.
Serene is not here. Okay. Harrison Weil is not here, is he? Ted Weisgau? Ted Weisgau, unmute. Okay, I'll come back.
This is Ted.
Oh, okay.
I was muted. I vote yes, and I would like a point of personal privilege to the chair.
Let's finish the vote. Yeah, let's finish the vote. Don White, I guess I can vote as chair. I'm voting yes.
Okay, LaVarne Williams. LaVarne, can you unmute?
Oh, sorry about that.
I hear LaVarne. What? How do you vote?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Carol Wolf?
I'm sorry. I had to rejoin on a different phone.
Oh, sorry.
What are we voting on?
Voting on your substitute motion.
Oh, well, then I vote yes.
You presumably vote yes. Okay, now, I did not hear from Patty Heffley. Patty,
Patty here.
Yeah.
I vote yes.
You vote yes. Okay. And I think I've gotten everybody that someone just came on the call, did they not?
No, I think that was
joining Carol.
That was LaVarne.
Carol. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And Carol and so on.
Okay, so we have
the results?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. And we have 1 no and 1 abstention, so it passes.
Okay, that passes. Now, the chair will recognize Ted for a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, but now...
Oh, excuse me.
We need to extend time. We're a minute past time.
Well, I'm going to recognize Ted for a point of personal privilege.
I have to leave the call. It's been a pleasure working with this committee, and I wish you all the best in the future. I hope to see you here in Houston this coming weekend.
Thanks for all your good work, Ted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Move to extend 10 minutes? 15 minutes? Move to extend 15 minutes?
Okay. Okay, there's
that. Was that Jane?
Yes, this is Jane. I'd like to move to extend 15 minutes on this item.
15? Okay, there's a proposal to extend 15 minutes. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll extend for 15. And, Mary, you're doing a lot of tasks. Are you also keeping time for us?
Yeah.
And doing the minutes and stuff? Well, you're...
We've got a big clock here.
Okay, good. That's good. Okay, we're extending. All right, so... Number two, as altered, becomes number one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should all renumber. You know, we have one, two, three, four. We only have four because we struck what was six. So we have one, two, three, four.
Right.
Any more discussion on that replaces the original amendment? Any more discussion on the motion?
The rest of it.
This is Jane.
All right, Jane, and who else spoke? Did someone else speak?
Richard, I'm unclear as to exactly what it says now.
Okay, so it's Jane. Well, before we go to Jane, let's be sure that everyone understands. We only have four now instead of six, and could the secretary read the new wording for what is now one that used to be number two? I think that's what Richard is asking for.
Okay.
Wording of the number two that's now number one.
That the P&B executive that the P&B executive committee recommends that the P&B shall vote by March 1st, 2007 to direct the executive director to audit, secure, and oversee the foundation databases using an independent individual or firm for this purpose.
Is
it the Elections Committee?
That's what I said.
You
had that in there, right, that recommends that the P&B do this, right? That's what I thought.
That was my motion.
The Elections Committee recommends that the P&B,
Shall vote by March 1st, yeah.
Well, can I just ask for some clarification language? Instead of saying shall vote, just say shall direct by that time. They don't necessarily, you know, to say that they have to vote is just kind of redundant. It's just that you're asking them to do it. Tell him to go do it.
Well, thank you. Very nice.
Well, without objection, if this is just a very, just kind of a technical point on wording. Is there any objection to Richard's suggestion on that wording?
Okay, can we say it like, let me read this, that the P&B by March 1st, 2007... shall direct the executive director, and then so forth. Will that be okay?
That's fine.
All right.
Without objection, that wording is accepted unless there's objection. Okay. Now we have the entire motion before us again.
Chair, I had another point. Okay. The other two dates and the new items 3 and 4, I just wonder if the committee might want to consider moving those up a little bit. I don't know if they're appropriate. I suppose is August 1st, 2007, is that
you
still
want to move that?
That's a good date to shoot for? Perhaps that's a
little
bit
late. If we're going to hire somebody by March, then they start doing it. We should have it sooner so that the next election can be dealt with. I won't have to wait till the last minute. And inevitably, things are late. We should think about that. We should
move
that
back
to July 1st.
June or July is the latest.
Right.
Well,
because
July.
The original time.
Okay. Okay. The chair is really asking now for some specific language because this will also take action by the committee. So are you settling on June 1st? Whatever you wish, we'll put there. But
June 1st. Yes, I would like
June 1st.
We change June for new item 3.
Okay.
Strike August, replace with June.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Everyone understands that? Is there any discussion needed on this? Hearing no discussion, can we go to the question here of is there any... Oh, go ahead.
Date, I'm sorry, Chair. The date in item 4 is currently September 1st. And I, let's see, the PMB...
We could do them both together if you have wording there. Yeah.
That the PMB, in order to implement recommendations approved in this report, shall move to require changes necessary in personnel procedures and our software and our hardware by July 1st. So,
wait now. You're talking about in number 4.
Yeah, what used to be 5?
To September.
Yes, so change September to July.
So it's 1 month after the old date was August, September, now it's June and July, just to correspond.
Correct.
I agree.
So August 1 is now June 1, and September 1 is now July 1, right?
Right.
Is there clarity among the members?
June? I'm sorry. Oh, where is the June? I don't see June 1. I'm sorry.
Well, August, it says August 1, 2007.
That's June.
In what used to be 4, that's now June.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then September in what used to be 5 is now July 1.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I thought there was something I missed here. Okay, great.
So further discussion on this motion, on this, I should say, on this amendment, really. Okay, hearing none, we could go to try to resolve this. If there's any question on clarity, you can raise it. But if everyone is clear, is there any objection to altering those two paragraphs as proposed in this amendment? Hearing none, we'll consider those passed by the committee. Okay, now we have the entire motion before us. Is there any further discussion needed on the... now, I think it's 4 paragraphs of this motion. No discussion? Can we go directly to a resolution here and a vote? Is there any objection to passing this motion? Hearing none, we'll consider the committee having passed this motion. Thank you very much. Now, unless I'm badly mistaken in moving this agenda, we're at definition of staff. This is also 30 minutes. Can we get a time check? I'm using my cell phone, which I normally use for looking at the time. What time is it East Coast time right now?
10:10.
10:10 East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have 5 minutes left on this
item. Well, we're starting over now because we're taking the motion definition of staff. Does the secretary want to read this for those listening to the stream?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I suggest, for clarity, that the whereases are not part of the motion.
Okay.
But if you just read the motion.
All right. I will. There are 5 whereases, and I will read the motion here. Resolved. And there's more than one part to this. 1. That the definition of unpaid staff shall be uniform throughout the 5 stations, and 2, that a work group shall be formed consisting of, and then we will insert the names of members, to propose changes in the language and or the interpretation of the bylaws regarding the definition of unpaid staff in order to create a uniform definition of staff, which work group shall seek opinions on this issue from management and staff at all 5 stations, and 3, that this work group return recommendations to the Elections Committee for approval no later than March 1st, 2007, such recommendations to be either for uniformity in the interpretation of the language and intent of the bylaws or for a proposal for amending the bylaws, and 4, that in the event of failure to return recommendations by March 1st, 2007, and or in the absence of the approval of a recommendation to the PNB at its April meeting, or in the event of the failure of that meeting of the PNB, at that meeting of the PNB, to agree on a working definition that satisfies the needs of the National Election Supervisor, who shall be asked for written agreement, the chair of the PNB shall, by May 1st, 2007, submit the question to a definitive ruling from the California Attorney General's Office or the California Superior Court as to the definition of staff for the purposes of voting in foundation elections.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Terry.
I don't know to what extent work groups follow the rules for committees on a committee, but we have a work group on this issue, and so I move that the committee discharge the current work group in order to make this motion in order.
That's a motion before the committee.
You're asking that we do what?
We have a work group on the issue, which hasn't been productive. So we should discharge that work group in order to allow a substitute work group as defined by this motion to be created.
Just a point of information, Terry, in your opinion, the work group that now exists was given these mandates. This defines their work that was apparently not done, but there's complete clarity in your mind that the work group that now exists, this is their work, and so
it was a work group on the definition of unpaid staff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on definition of work. Okay.
Okay. This is not a good omen for creating a work group here. Okay,
and
the chair will.
Point of information.
Excuse me. I recognize Mary.
The language, discharge the existing work group in order to, and what was the word you had there?
In order to make this motion in order.
Okay, sorry, thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the chair will recognize that motion. Is there any discussion of Terry Goodman's motion to discharge the present work group?
Is that the same as disband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same.
Yes.
It's just that in Robert's rules, there's a particular motion to discharge a committee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any discussion over the Goodman motion to discharge? Hearing none, can we go directly to a vote?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection to this motion to discharge the existing work group? Hearing none, we'll consider that motion passed and that the existing work group is discharged. Now the chair will recognize any kind of stack that might be created to discuss the motion that the secretary just read.
Jane,
Terry?
I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, Jane, Terry, Richard, was that you? Richard, okay, any others? I'm going to put myself down because I have one tiny, tiny question. Okay.
You have a question if you have one.
Huh?
You can have a big question.
Okay, I'll change that to a big question. Chair recognizes Jane.
I think I have a motion to decide. I would like to move that we divide this, but just for clarity, from the chair or anybody else, it looks to me that items 1, 2, and 3 are really us talking to ourselves. We're talking to our work group and what we want to see, and that mm-hmm. item 4 seems to be directed to the PNB. So just for clarity, does that sound correct?
May I speak to that, Mr. Chair?
Terry was next on the stack. If it pertains to this, I'll go to Terry. Or if not, we'll go to Mary. But Terry, you were next. Okay, I recognize Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
I think just 2 and 3 pertain to the work group. The paragraph 1 says the definition shall be uniform throughout the 5 stations. So I think Jane is referring to just 2 and 3.
Mr. Chair, it's Richard. I think I can clarify this.
All right, for clarity, let's go to Richard just for this clarifying this issue.
I don't think this refers to our work group. I think this is suggesting that the PNB develop a work group specifically throughout who knows where, but members from, you know, our various stations specifically deal with this as a PNB work group. That's how I read this. I don't think it's for us.
I don't read it that way.
Well, this motion is going to the PNB. Why would we have to do it, send it to the PNB if it was just us talking to ourselves?
That was my question.
Yeah.
So I think what we're saying to them is you need to form a work group to resolve this issue and come up with some suggestions, ASAP.
Well, excuse me. I think the motion is that we divide, so the paragraph...
No, excuse me. I was just asking for clarity. I thought
yeah.
I needed...
Yeah.
I was going to move to divide, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, one moment now. For what it's worth, and it's probably not worth too much, I actually agree with Richard. It looks like the elections committee is recommending that a kind of network-wide work group be formed, that we're recommending to the PNB that this happen. And but the problem is, it says that the work group return recommendations to the elections committee for approval. So why would they return their recommendations to the elections committee if it's being formed? I actually believe that we're asking for a network-wide work group, but I guess the original recommendations come back to the elections committee, and then we then forward a report and recommendations for amending the bylaws. It is not really clear. That's why I wish Carolyn were here. I think she could clarify this a little more. So, Jane, I don't think you have an answer to your question here.
Thank you.
I'm more than happy to inform you of that. But let's go ahead and see if we can get clarity. Terry, you were on the stack. Do you want to speak?
Yes.
Go ahead.
First of all, the whereases weren't read, but I would like to strike the first whereas because it refers to the definition of staff being included and it's not.
Right.
And so it becomes redundant. The motion can just start with the second whereas.
Mr. Chair, could I make
Well, one moment. Before I recognize you, Mary, Terry, you're making a motion to strike. So would you clarify? You want to strike the first whereas, and what do you want to do with the second whereas?
That would be the beginning of the motion.
That would be the beginning. That would be the first whereas, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, now, is there any... We're going to have to really, in as much as a motion has been made here, I guess an amendment, really, is there any discussion over Terry Goodman's amendment to this that the first whereas be struck? Is there any discussion?
Mary Burke?
Mary, go ahead.
I was going to propose a substitute to that amendment where we include the language of the bylaws rather than striking the whereas.
Okay, your substitute amendment, your substitute to Goodman's
amendment would be to add the bylaws language that's missing rather than to strike the whereas.
Okay, be very specific. What bylaws are wording?
I don't have them right in front of me, but there's a definition.
No, I mean, just describe what...
It says, the whereas says, the bylaws give the following definition, and as Terry points out, then there is no definition. My substitute would be to put the definition from the bylaws, to copy that in there, so that people could see it right in one place, not have to run to the bylaws to find it.
I'm going to accept that as a substitute amendment to Goodman's amendment. Is there any discussion now of Mary Bird's substitute amendment to actually put...
Would you like to speak to that?
Yes, go ahead, please.
I would argue against that one because I believe that that the work group would most certainly need to detail that. but it would really bog this motion down, and unnecessarily so, because I think that it would be helpful to have background information in terms of discussing it, but I think that most PMB members are aware that there is a problem, and it's not necessary to focus so much on the specifics. So I would argue against that.